The locker room chats continue here on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Here with the Spetta Blue Jays boys head coach, Josh Wartenberger. This locker room chat's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. It's been a trio of the game since the last time we spoke, coach, including a big win over Paola and over the Riverside Cyclones. Of course, a decent finish there at the Burlington Invitational coming up in the championship just short to Ottawa. But coach, tell me about these last three games for you and your team, and also hit a quick note on that Burlington Invitational.
Yeah, so three good games at the Burlington Invitational that we got to play. We played Girard on Tuesday last week, and then a quick back-to-back with Paola and Ottawa and on Thursday and Friday. So it was a really good team win against Paola. And then Ottawa is another really good team that we got to see, and so that we got to see some things that we can improve on against them. And then Riverside last night is a team that we could see in our regional. And, it was a good they slowed us down in the first half, and we had some trouble scoring early, but then kind of figured some things out as the second half progressed. So I was really proud of our guys of just sticking with it and working hard.
Yeah, you're entering now the home stretch of the season, the final month, and you're coming off some pretty good games from a few of your players. I mean, having Jack Frazee finish with a 25-point performance there in the big win over Riverside. Then on top of that, even despite the loss against Ottawa, you had 10 different players score in that game. So a lot of your players here building some confidence, having some great season-high games from some of your guys. You know, what kind of what does confidence do for those players as you get into the home stretch here this season?
Yeah, so I really like our balance that we've been having lately of just it's hard for teams to focus on one person. You mentioned Jack there in the Riverside game. He was carrying us the first half while we were figuring out things. Then everybody else started going in the second half. But it's great to see guys playing their best as we continue to progress, and then also just guys sharing the ball and finding the guy that is scoring a little bit easier and finding that open man. So it's been fun to watch.
Upcoming here, a game on Friday against the Silver Lake Eagles. Definitely a tough-ranked team here in their class. And then next Friday, it'll be against Rossville. So no game next Tuesday to chat about. But upcoming here Friday, what are some keys in this Big East battle against the Silver Lake Eagles, which you'll host here at home?
Yeah, it's going to be another good team that we get to face. They've got a good record, got third place in state last year, and they've had a tough schedule. And so I know they're prepared. Their coach does a great job as well. And so it'll be good for us to kind of see where we're at again and see a team that we could potentially meet again in our regional. So we'll see how that plays out as time goes on. But it'll be a good team for us to face. They're very talented offensively, and they're tough to score on the defensive end.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time here joining us for week number 7 of our locker room chats. Coach, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Grandin.
That was head coach Josh Wartenberger of the Sabetha Blue Jays boys. Again, upcoming on their schedule, it's Friday against the Silver Lake Eagles.